Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, your gateway to the trends and tropes of the horror genre. I'm Eric Lee.
And I am Mike Campbell.
And today we have a special guest.
But where are we?
Well, we are at Wizard World 2019 in Portland. And
yes.
This is, we are now winding down in the last hour of the program. And we have managed to find another member of our horror podcasting community.
Serendipitous. Very serendipitous.
We're joined by Lee from Dread, Fright, and Brew.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. I heard about you, so I hunted around this massive place of genre appreciation to hunt you guys down, and I'm glad I did.
Genre appreciation is a very, very diplomatic term for total nerd Armageddon.
Nerdgasm.
Absolutely. Nerdgasm, yes.
And I think since we're winding down, I just want to touch base with Mike.
Yes.
And actually Lee, too, also to get your impressions on what it's been like here at Wizard World.
Well, I got to meet Lee, and that's really cool. And he's from a podcast called Dread, Fright, and Brew, and he promised to buy me a beer at some point. So I say I'm giving it an A-.
Well, you're gonna give it an A+ after you see the beer I picked.
There you go. Done.
Yeah, what beer goes best with podcasting?
All of them.
Yes. Well, true. So Dread, Fright, and Brew is a local to the Portland, Vancouver area. So
yes.
What's the shtick?
Well,
what do you guys do? How often do you do it?
Our thing is, you know, we've been doing this for a number of years now, mostly in blog form, and then just recently we broke out and entered into the podcast world, which has been absolutely crazy and amazing. And, you know, we got 25 episodes or so. And our whole deal was, you know, we came from a group of friends that just loved horror movies, you know, way back to the 70s and 80s. And we're also our home brewers. You know, from way back in the 80s. So we're like, you know, why don't we mix our two loves and let's start talking to people about horror movies and
perfect collision.
Yeah, absolutely. And then let's start pairing the perfect Northwest craft brew with said horror movie.
Have you brewed a horror themed beer yet?
You know, oddly enough, we did. We actually just got done doing a porter.
Oh.
And we're going to call it possibly Jack's one-way ticket. So I see you guys get what I'm saying here. Yeah, we're basing it off of American Werewolf in London, and that's going to be a fun one.
Oh, it's one of my all-time favorites.
Very cool. Have you tried the Movie Madness Ex Novo beer yet?
In fact, that's on our docket. Yes.
Oh, it is solid. It is solid
now,
beer.
Who brews that for them?
Ex Novo.
Okay.
Yeah, they've actually created one called Movie Madness. And, you know, we have a number of fun connections that we've done. Oakshire just got done brewing a hazy IPA, and their can is printed with the carpet pattern from the movie The Shining.
The Overlook Hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just got a t-shirt that actually has that pattern on it. It is so iconic, and so where can we find that brew? Do you know?
It's out and about right now. Of course, you can go go through Oakshire, you know, if you're ever down there, but they're doing distribution. It was at a place called The Nerd Out here locally for a while. That's where we did our launch. Mm-hmm. We played The Shining and did the launch there. Gigantic is going to be doing a Hellboy inspired beer series that we're going to get involved with.
Wow.
So yeah, you take horror, you take beer, and man, magic happens.
So what is your favorite pairing to date that you've done?
My favorite pairing to date, and I was talking to you earlier and I mixed up the beer that we paired with it, but there's a movie called Grabbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
What year is Grabbers?
See, Grabbers was, I want to say 80...
No. Grabbers is a fairly new movie.
Oh, you're right. It's
an Irish movie. I think it was from like 2014 or something like that.
Yes,
okay.
It was much
okay.
newer.
You can actually read the review on scariestthings.com.
Yes.
1T.
Yes.
But the most important thing to know about Grabbers, it's that the way that you beat these tentacular, nasty aliens is by drinking and
staying intoxicated.
Yeah, if you're drunk, the monsters will not attack you.
That's their weakness. And you know, of course, it's a trope. It takes place on a small coastal island.
1966, the ghost. No, you should be fine.
Talk to it. Yeah. And so, you know, what we actually did is we paired Irish Death with it.
Okay.
And that's,
okay.
That's the one that just made perfect sense. And
right.
What a great movie.
Yeah, no, an Irish movie, too. It is absolutely perfect. That is, if you couldn't get a better match of
brew. Irish Death is a stout?
Yes, it's a really gorgeous stout. Yeah,
okay.
It's just absolutely incredible. Holds
perfect.
Up well.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, so we have a pretty fun time. It's a blast. We end up having way too many movies we want to review, mm-hmm. and then finding the beer to pair with that. You know,
right.
there's a lot of study. There's some,
That takes work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work.
Yes.
So I understand that you're going to be doing Hereditary pretty soon.
We are.
Are you willing to preview the beer match for Hereditary for us?
Right now...
Old English 800.
No, it's got to be some sort of something a possession type of thing.
Yes.
Old English 800.
Malt
that
liquor.
That will make you possessed.
That possessed me when we saw Rocky Horror Picture Show back
yes.
in 1989.
Eric got possessed all
I
over the
I got possessed all the way
of,
to the bathroom.
Over the inside of the Clinton Street Theater bathroom.
It was not pretty.
I'm pretty sure we've all been possessed.
Yeah.
So we have a great gal by the name of Grace. We call her the Beer Gremlin, and she is involved in a lot of the selling and distribution. She's bartender. She just knows
right.
beer right and left. She's currently making the choice for the pairing,
okay.
which we're not privy to yet. She's going to
okay.
surprise us with it.
All right.
But she comes up with some amazing pairings and some crazy add-ons, guest beers, things that you can still get but are... You know, really anniversary beers. So.
Okay.
Now, do you do like a holiday one for something like Krampus, or?
Yes. Okay. We ended up doing two big holiday special pairings where not only did we review a handful of movies
right.
each, but then we paired the beers with them.
Right.
The Halloween ones, of course, are incredible. We've done that. My team didn't care too much for my top pick of the best horror movie in my top five because I chose it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And that sent them through the roof. But, yeah, we've done a Christmas episode where we picked our top five.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked through, you know, like... Silent Night, Deadly Night. We talked through Gremlins. All those good
sure.
ones.
Sure. Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
What's been your favorite podcast? You said you have about 23 under
yeah,
your belt at this
23.
Point. What's been your favorite one so far in that short-lived podcast universe?
Well, I got to tell you, two of them. Of course, American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
That was my pick, man. We had a blast with that. Got a chance to. Talk with Rick Baker, not during the podcast or anything, but a few months afterwards. And then The Babadook.
Oh, okay.
The Babadook is an amazing film. And
very
we challenge,
dark. Very dark.
Yeah, we challenge
literally
people.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, very much so. You know, we challenge people to look at it like a suspense, a ghost-type story monster movie.
Right.
And then to stop and to actually
minutes.
Back up and revisit it. As a vehicle for understanding severe depression when you lose a loved one, because
right.
that's a very powerful undertone of that movie. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah. So
and what was the beer that was paired with that?
So that was one of our first ones, and as you can imagine, all of the beers that we've had to research, I'm a little foggy on that actually. But you know, we've got them all listed out on our website.
Okay.
And whatnot. So.
And the website is.
Okay. Here we go. So
yes. Bust out those glasses.
I'm going to bust out the old granny glasses here. And
the website for Dread, Fright, and Brew.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We got dreadfrightandbrew.com.
Nice.
And, of course, you can also catch us at Insta at Dread, Fright, and Brew Podcast. And, you know, we're on iTunes and Google Play as well. So,
yeah, and this is part of the greater Portland horror community. I think we were discussing this earlier, but it really, you can't find a better sort of familial group of fans than actually the horror fan community.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's you meet one, you're meeting them all. You're meeting all the family, and they're all on this, you know, really much on the same page. You know, we debate old school versus new school and things like that, but it's all with a real love of the genre for sure.
You know what I think is going to happen, Eric?
What's that?
I think there's going to be a Dread, Fright, and Brew and Scariest Things podcast mashup at some point.
There's got to be.
Oh. Fright and Brew.
And this is, we have Brandy Dixon from Northwest Horror Network, who has one of the coolest programs around. They're also at Wizard World, and we'd love to get... Brandy currently is sporting one of the creepiest nun costumes you will ever see, and we're gonna
not just none.
I had to work alongside that all day too. Yeah,
and
Volek
show
that
stopper.
Not just a nun,
right?
Volek the nun.
So
well, let me turn this over to Brandy because she's got a lot of amazing things to say about what she's doing.
Yes.
It was good talking to you guys.
Yes,
and I'd look forward to doing a lot of research with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Lee.
This was perfect.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, so Brandy has a very ornate habit. Yes, habit on.
Hold on, we gotta get a picture of Brandy here
with her habit, her squished habit, her headphone squished habit. Can you hear us, Brandy?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, fine. Good. So tell us a little bit about the Northwest Horror Network. We're very curious because I think it's a very cool and very laudable thing that you guys are up to.
So, back 2 years ago, back at the 2017 Eugene Comic Con, I was talking with some friends of mine, and we love horror. We just love horror. We work with some of the haunts and stuff, and the horror costuming thing was just not even thought of to do for, you know, charity work. So we're like, you know, we really should try this and see what it does. And so we organized the group together, and I sat there and I worked really hard getting all the website and everything all situated. And my professional side of things is I'm also a comic book colorist, so I know conventions.
Oh, nice.
And I love costuming and I love doing charity work. So I also do special effects makeup and everything, so I wanted to do something with it that we can actually... do more with. So we started just putting it all together, and we do organized events and stuff and appearances. We specialize on costuming, and believe it or not, it's year round. So we stay busy all year round. So.
And this is all to the benefit of whom?
We work with different charities. So anything that we raise, right now we're raising for the Oregon School for the Deaf. They're the ones that actually run our biggest haunt out here called the Nightmare Factory. And it is run by students that are deaf. So it's really cool. And it's very dear to our hearts. So we want to help them because a lot of people forget that they need help too.
Indeed.
So.
And indeed.
I think this is this is sort of an extension on our recent conversation about the horror family and community and what a great group of folks, a lot of the people who are actually in the horror community and you know, we
horror,
urge
horror
all
gives
of our fans.
And gives and gives and gives.
Yes, it does. And actually, this has been really amazing because when I made the group, I really didn't think that we were going to be the first to ever do this. We are literally the first in the country to do this.
Oh, wow.
No one's ever thought of doing this. So we're trying to make kind of like a 501st of horror. So
really
it's going to be nationwide. Our name is going to be changing from Northwest Horror Network to Theater of Horrors.
Okay.
Like
which
it.
Which is going to be pretty cool. So it incorporates horror costuming and also movies and film because on our off seasons, we like to actually plan film festival films and some big projects. Mm-hmm. I just got hired on to work on a feature-length film the end of the year called The Town That Bled.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
And I'm getting to do all the makeup effects.
Right
so
on.
That's really exciting.
So that's why you look so awesome right now. The professional makeup artist, and we'll get, you know, again.
Yes, you will
so convincing
you'll be able to see this on scariestthings.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the costuming, the makeup that you're going to be doing for the film, is it it's a local film that's being shot in Oregon?
It's actually going to be shot in Idaho.
Oh, in Idaho.
Really? There's a first.
Yeah. When Rambo was shot in Idaho.
Yeah, but that's not a horror film.
Well, no. Rambo was shot in Canada, but it takes place in Idaho, but that's not horror, and that's a whole other thing.
So our group also is involved with other films that are coming out. One very big film project that a friend of mine is doing, her name is Deborah Voorhees.
Interesting.
She was in a Friday the 13th Part 5.
Okay.
She was Tina.
Wow.
Okay.
And she is making a film called 13 Fanboy. And she has managed to get Corey Feldman.
What?
Jane Hodder.
What?
Dee Wallace.
Nice.
CJ Graham.
What?
Ron Sloan and several other people to be involved in this. And it's so unique because it's going to be a real world kind of thing where this one fan is so obsessed and he's going off killing the stars.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It's going to be really
And her
really
name
fun.
Is Voorhees. And her name is, which is just...
Her name is really Deborah Voorhees, and she is such the coolest person.
That is the, truly the cosmos colliding together.
The other great thing is that this is one of those films that it is funded by fans.
Super cool.
Funded by fans. And the funding is also to a point where you can get a spot in the film. You can get credits in the production.
So is there a Kickstarter now that
there
they can people?
There is a Kickstarter.
Okay.
It's on Indiegogo. It's called 13 Fanboy.
13 Fanboy.
Check it out, folks. You want to get in on, get to, yeah. You want to travel to Idaho and get in on this film?
No, this is
not Idaho.
Not Idaho. This is a different
That's
one.
A different
one. Oh,
she's in different spots. Yes. She's actually located down in New Mexico. But I don't know where all her filming spots are going to be, but there is a chance, if you really want to get in on it, there's a chance that you can actually get a spot in the film. And also you'll get production credits if you donate enough money to help. But it is fully funded already, so we're at the in-demand stage in Indiegogo. So really, really cool. That gives us more options of guests and celebrities, and just it's insane.
So, Brandy, where's your next charitable event? What's your next stop after this one? If we have some folks who want to go check it out.
So, I'm also a busy mom too. So okay.
Yeah.
There is real life beyond horror.
Real life, but my next biggest thing is I'm heading down to Texas Frightmare to meet the Nightmare on Elm Street cast and stuff like
that.
There
you go.
And I'll be connecting with other people and connecting with my script writer for Town That Bled and stuff like that. So I do a lot of networking too, so I'm that also. So it won't be until probably the fall that we really start seeing things, but we did get asked to do a car show. So, Father's Day, we're going to get to go do a car show.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know, those of you who might be looking for a new Honda, go stop by, check out, you know, the Northwest Horror Network and do some good for the Oregon School for the Deaf.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We actually, there was a funny aside, we just were side by side with the Unipiper and...
Portland at the Movies podcast.
Mike, tell Brandy what we just found out.
Well, they hipped us too, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going to hear the Unipiper discussion we just had, but there was a 1970s movie shot in Portland that is entirely signed, and it is a black and white film called Defula.
And by signed, we mean sign language.
You know what? I would not be surprised because... Oregon itself is a unique state, and it's something I found out that it's actually the number one state for Halloween
and
costuming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So here
Absolutely.
You will find people in costume year-round. We do events year-round. The charity community is, we do hospitals and everything else and different costumes and stuff like that. But, you know, for the horror side, we do different types of things that are more appropriate. But yeah, the community itself really loves the costume community, so it's really nice that we can connect with businesses and stuff like that without no one actually feeling threatened or anything, you know.
Yep. So. All right. So, The Town That Bled, 13 Fanboy.
And there's another one.
Northwest Horror Network and
there is another one.
Oh my god. There's more.
Is there anything that Bollock the Nun can't do?
This one here is actually called Friday the 13th Vengeance. And it is.
And this is fan produced.
Fan produced.
Uh huh.
The people that are running it is up in Seattle. They are okay. Part of my group.
Right.
And their star is CJ Graham.
Wow. Nice.
And he is going to be playing Elias Voorhees.
Wow.
And that is so awesome. And they also had Steve Dash, which was part two Jason.
Oh,
and
really?
He was playing the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Well, they finished the filming for him, and a couple weeks later he passed away.
Oh.
So it was really, really sad for the horror community. We lost a really great person. But it was so cool to know that the last film that this celebrity did was actually a fan film.
That is super
and
cool.
The fan
super cool.
Film itself, the whole project itself is all dedicated to Shriners Hospital. So every bit of money they're making and everything they've done is going to Shriners because it's dear to the heart. And before they even started it, they had already gotten over $10,000 to Shriners. That was before hitting the production line. And I'm sitting there doing, that's where it's at. That's what we're doing. You know,
all right.
You guys are awesome.
So cool.
Brandy, thank you so much for coming by and sharing all of this with us. Stay in touch. Again, it's one big horror community here.
I want to see Eric in a pinhead costume.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's like, yeah, so we're going to have to come back to you.
We are planning different costumes, definitely in the works. We want to do Cenobites. We want to actually get some of the Puppet Master puppets and actually have a team out puppeting them on the grounds of cons. Yeah. That would be so cool.
That would be amazing.
And Mike isn't totally wrong. I am totally willing to sit in a chair and get a head cast to dress me up as anything you want.
I'm the one that's bald, so I think yeah, I, Mike I think doesn't I would need be a the better bald cap.
All right. Well, there are simpler ways to do that than that.
This is true. This is true. Thanks, Brandy, so much.
Thank you. We got to go and get ready to break down because con is almost over.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.